Hi, this is Bill Taylor from Ken's 5 Television. Guys, I want to see you at Man Up 2022. It's a day of heroes. It's a men's conference on Saturday, October 15th. We're going to get together. We're going to worship. We're going to pray. And I'm going to share a message from God. I'm going to share something, guys, that's on my heart that I want you to hear. This is for you. This is for God. And I really hope to see you. Saturday, October 15th, it's going to be Man Up. And there's a 100% chance of worship in the forecast. It's going to be awesome. I hope to see you there.
Saturday, October 15th from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Sponsored by the Fellowship of Pastors SA. Your $25 ticket includes a two-meat barbecue lunch. And you can get your tickets by going to manup-sa.com. It's time to man up.
Jesus sat, he was physically tired and he waited there at the well. And you may feel the same way. You might think, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I keep trying to avoid everything in the morning and I'm making a journey around all of the complications that I face. I keep trying to avoid the situation and go in the middle of the day in the heat. And I'm tired of running. I'm tired of avoiding people. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of failed relationships. I'm tired of rejection. I'm tired of the things that life brings my way, and I'm emotionally hurting. The well is this place where I've been broken, I've been hurt, I've been abused, I've been taken advantage of, I've been blamed for things that I didn't even do, and I'm physically tired and I'm emotionally hurting. And here's this place, the well, where Jesus is already waiting.
Welcome to Rising Higher, the radio ministry sponsored by 316 Church in San Antonio, Texas. We are located at 7760 Prue Road between Babcock Road and Bandera Road. Check us out at 316.org. That is THREE16.org. Join us here on KDRY every Monday through Friday at 5:30 p.m. and Saturday mornings at 8:30 a.m. And now, here is your host for Rising Higher, Pastor Randy Garcia.
Well, if you were like me, there's been times in your life that you try to take on situations that maybe we should have given to God. And sometimes, because I can be hard-headed, sometimes it's almost like, okay, God, I am finally going to turn it over to you. And God kind of says, okay, it's about time. It's about time. If we could just get that right mindset. Well, today on Rising Hour, we're going to continue what we started earlier this week, mindset. If we can only have the mind of Christ, because the enemy loves to play mind games with us, and he'll try to influence us to handle things on our own. Well, when we read in John chapter 4, a great story of how Jesus had an encounter with a woman at Jacob's well, and it's a great story because Jesus had a way of connecting with individuals. This is a great example when someone's hurting, and maybe you're that one who's hurting, or maybe you can bring someone who's hurting to the feet of Jesus. So we're going to pick up where we left off. This message is called, Sometimes You Just Need to Back Away a Little Bit and Look at the Situation. Here's Pastor Randall Sean Garcia.
Woman, Jesus replied, believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You Samaritans worship what you do not know, but we worship what we do know, for salvation is from the Jews. Yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. Point number one in your notes, if we back up just a little bit, we actually discover the heart of the Father and what the Father seeks. And number one is, the Father seeks true worshipers. Before we can be an influence in our communities, we got to back up just a little bit and we got to learn how to become true worshipers. You see, the Word of God never says that the Father seeks works. He seeks true worshipers. The Father never seeks works. He seeks worshipers. Works are good, but worship will always trump everything else that we can ever do. Worship is what He seeks. Worship is what He created us to do. And this is a mindset shift for some of us. We think many times that our next step is to do something else for God, that we got to serve God in this other way. And all of that is good. And I truly believe that we should have a servant heart and serve His church and serve His people. But many of us need to get the first things first. We need to make sure that we are true worshipers so that out of our worship will flow good works, so that our works can become worship. But if we get this out of order, then we can mess everything up. You see, when my mind tells me that there's more work to do, I'm going to tell my mind that there is more worship to give. Because my mind will always remind me, there is still more to do. You still have not done enough. You still have more to do. You still have people to see. You still have places to go. But I'm going to remind my mind, no, when there's more work to do, no, there's still more worship to give. Because when I give myself in worship, then everything I do with my hands will also be worship. You see, I've about had it with this performance culture in church. You see, many people come and they do good works in church. But where's our worship? Where's our worship culture? You see, our church and church in America, it's built around works. What can I do for the church? And I'm going to say, no, we should be built around worship. This is what the Father seeks. You can serve every single Sunday at 316 Church and still lack worship. Where's our worship, church? The church is alive when we worship. We just sang that song. The church is alive. You see, this ain't a show. This is worship. We come to worship together. You see, I'm not up here working. I'm up here worshiping God with my gifts. You see, because if I come up here to work, then I'm doing it out of the wrong heart. I'm doing this to worship God, to lift His name high. You see, I've about had it with performance culture and this work culture. I need worship culture. I need knee culture in this church. This is what I need. No hype, no performance, no flashy lights, no fog machines. Haven't we become a consumerist culture here in church? Haven't we? Pastor Randall Sean, why don't you have fog machines at church? Well, if you were more concerned with your worship than what's going on stage, then I think you'd understand. I don't want to be like everyone else. I don't want to lead the way everyone else leads. If you want to show, you've come to the wrong place. You see, I'll work hard. Don't get me wrong. I'm going to work hard. I'm going to give it my all, but I'm going to worship harder. I'm going to work hard, but I'm going to worship harder. You see, the Father seeks true worshipers, and that's a good thing because I seek true worship as well. This is where I find myself. This is where I find my purpose. This is where I find where I'm created to be. This is the kind of worship the Father seeks. That's verse 23. For they are the kind of worshipers the Father seeks. God is spirit, and His worshipers must worship in spirit and in truth. Do you even know what that means? Do you know what that means? If the Father seeks worshipers in spirit and in truth, then how do you define that? How do you define that? Have you learned to worship in spirit? You don't have to raise your hand. Have you learned it? You can ask yourself, have I learned to worship in spirit? Where I remove myself from the daily things that are going on. I remove myself from the things I can see and feel and touch. And I can remove myself from what my mind thinks, my will, my emotions, my job. I can remove myself from my life, and I am just spirit. Worshiping God, do you know what that's like? Have you discovered that kind of worship? Have you learned how to worship God in truth? To read the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, and to find it the most fulfilling thing that you can ever read or experience. It's not just an outward display. It's an inward truth that's profound, and it's filling, and it's overwhelming. You see, I'm never in doubt with my relationship with God because I know the truth. I don't have to doubt when I know the truth. If you know the truth about something, then you don't doubt the truth. You see, this is where I find my security. I'm not living a lie. I'm living the truth. I'm going to worship God with my spirit. I'm going to disconnect. I'm going to worship Him in spirit. I'm going to worship Him in truth. And so this is the thing that God wants us to back up. He says, you want to be an influence. You want to lead culture, don't you? You want to proclaim the gospel to all nations, to all creation. You want that influence, don't you? But let me show you what I seek first. I want you to worship like you've never worshiped before. I want you to worship in spirit and in truth. And once you discover that, I believe that then you can be an influence, not only to the outside culture, but I'm going to tell you to the church culture as well. I mean, the church culture needs to be influenced just as much as the outside culture does. Have you looked around? Church culture needs to be influenced. Can we get back to the foundations? Can we get back to the gospel? Can we get back to spirit worship? Can we get back to the truth of the Word of God? We need to back up. We need to back up. Number two, I want you to know this, that God already knows your story. God already knows your story. And this is a perfect example when Jesus comes to the woman at the well. And he says, go and find your husband and tell him to come. And she says, I don't have a husband. He goes, you're right. You've had five husbands, and the man you're with now is not your husband. Why? Because God already knows your story. God already knows what you've been through. God already knows. You don't need to tell him your story. He knows your story. And he's waiting there for you to share that story with him. Are you going to let him intervene?
Yeah, God knows everything about our story, but God also knows, I'm just going to add this, the things that are going to take place. Because as long as we put our trust in the Lord, he's going to put everything in place. Do you believe that? I want to believe that. I want to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with more of this message. Sometimes you just got to back away a little bit. Yeah, so that we can see things in a better perspective. Thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Rising Higher, brought to you by 316 Church. We'll be right back right after this short break.
Hi, my name is Jonathan Darty, and I am the founder and president of Be Broken Ministries. And we are a ministry that seeks to encourage, equip, and expand what we like to call the Christian pure sex leadership community. And this really is about helping men and couples to be able to understand God's design and purpose for sex and sexuality. And especially for men, if you're a man who is struggling with any kind of stronghold or addiction, or just wants to know how to better be equipped for living a life of sexual integrity, then we would love to talk with you. We'd love to hear your story. We'd love to help you take the next steps on your journey of growth and healing. So you can reach out to us at any time on BeBroken.com. That's our main website. It's BeBroken.com. Or you're welcome to give us a call at 210-822-8201.
Hi, this is Mel Fetchel with His Bridge Builders San Antonio. I'd like to invite you to our block party this Saturday. Bring the whole family, bring some friends from church. This is a family-friendly event. We have all kinds of things you can participate in. We'll start about 9 o'clock. will set up, and then you can either choose to go out in the neighborhood and invite people to come and pray with them at their homes, or you can serve popcorn or snow cones or help kids with the bouncer. We'll always have some great worship music by a local church in the city, and we'll also have somebody preach the gospel, and we'll have some prayer time with them. And then we always give something away to the residents of the community. So there's plenty of things you can do, and I think you just have a great time serving the Lord and just honoring your commitment as a believer. The block party will be at 710 Arthur Street on the east side of San Antonio. You can find us at hisbridgebuilders-sa.org. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you. God bless.
You think they got your game set, match? Oh, 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 here comes a comeback.
Hey, this is Danny Gokey, and I just want to quickly drop some encouragement into your spirit. I don't know what things have been going on in your life, but I know that there are so many people discouraged, but do not give up yet, because God has a promise that he's going to finish what he started in you. There are greater things that you have yet to see. This is your comeback year. You're listening to Rising Higher Radio with Pastor Randy Garcia.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising High. We're going to get back into our Bible teaching. Pastor Randall Sean Garcia, our Bible teacher, is using John chapter 4 to kind of, sometimes we need to take a step back and see the big picture and allow God to step in. Part of our sermon series, Mindset. Here's, once again, here's Pastor Randall Sean.
God was telling me, you need to back up. Before you're an influencer, you need to learn how to be a true worshiper. And then before Jesus told the woman that she needed to be a true worshiper in spirit and in truth, I said, well, we need to back it up just a little bit more. And I started to realize that God already knew her story, and he knew how he wanted to use her. You see, you understand that Jesus was already waiting there before she got there. Let me read. It says this. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. And Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. Right after that, when a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" And this was how Jesus started the conversation. Jesus knew that the woman would be there. Jesus knew beforehand that there would be a Samaritan woman that would come to the well by herself in the heat of the day, and he knew that she needed something more. And so I want you to know today that God is already waiting for you at the place of your shame, and that's number three. That God is already waiting for you at the place of your shame, and you could actually say a number of things. God is waiting for you at your place of guilt, at your shame, at your place of shame, at your place of condemnation. Jesus is waiting for you to have that conversation, to enter relationship with you, and to free you from the guilt, shame, and condemnation. Because what did Jesus do after he waited, after she came? He knew she would be there. He offered her something that she couldn't find herself. He offered her living water. You see, I think the well represents this place in this story where you may be physically tired. How many of you sometimes feel physically tired? You see, the well represents this place where you may be physically tired and emotionally hurting. And this is how the story goes. Jesus sat, he was physically tired and he waited there at the well. And you may feel the same way. You might think, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. I keep trying to avoid everything in the morning, and I'm making a journey around all of the complications that I face. I keep trying to avoid the situation and go in the middle of the day in the heat. And I'm tired of running. I'm tired of avoiding people. I'm tired of being hurt. I'm tired of failed relationships. I'm tired of rejection. I'm tired of the things that life brings my way, and I'm emotionally hurting. The well is this place where I've been broken, I've been hurt, I've been abused, I've been taken advantage of, I've been blamed for things that I didn't even do, and I'm physically tired and I'm emotionally hurting. And here's this place, the well, where Jesus is already waiting because he knows exactly what you're going through. He's waiting. You see, you may be physically tired and you may have made the journey in the heat of the day and you may not even want to drink from the water from the bottom of the well after pulling it up and working and toiling hard, but Jesus has something so much greater to offer you. And here's the game-changing point. When God was saying, okay, now you need to back up even more in the story. And I said, Jesus, that's... The story starts when Jesus sits down, right? Like he's tired, he sits down, the disciples go, and then he meets the woman at the well, and Jesus is like, no, you need to back up. And I said, okay, well, what am I going to read? And so I started at verse 4, and it says this. Now he had to go through Samaria. But I started thinking, Jesus didn't really have to do anything. How many times in the Word of God does it say that Jesus had to do something? That he was forced into doing something? How many times in Scripture? You don't find it very often where Jesus had to do something. He had to go through Samaria is what the Word of God says. And then I started thinking, well he had to go through Samaria because that was where the woman was, right? Like God had a plan in all of this. But God says, no, read it a little bit deeper. Because we're not all struggling with the same thing the woman was struggling with. Five husbands. Could you imagine the rejection she was facing? I'm not good enough. I've been rejected too many times. Relationships don't work for me. I've tried marriage 5 times already in the 6th relationship I'm with. Marriage doesn't even work. It doesn't count. It's not for any. Can you imagine the discouragement? I'm not good enough. I'm not adequate. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not like the other women. Can you imagine what she was facing? And I started thinking, but you know, Jesus went there with intentionality, but God, how does that apply to my story? And Jesus says, no. Read verse 4 again. Now he had to go through Samaria. You see, God must go through some areas of your life. God has to go through some areas of our life so we can experience true freedom. You see, there are some areas that we keep hidden from God. There are some areas in our lives that God wants to meet you, but we refuse to meet him. There are some areas that we don't even know exist. But God says, that's exactly the area that I'm waiting for you. That's exactly the area where I'm waiting. And I had to go there. And I have to go there. I had to go through Samaria. I had to go through that area with you. We have to go through that area together. Because otherwise, you're going to keep avoiding everything that I have for you. Now, one more note, because the interesting part is that Jesus had to go through Samaria. And if you read a little bit more, there's just a little bit more that the Jews actually used to take the long way to not go through Samaria. So a 3-mile trip through Samaria, some Jews would actually say, no. I would rather do the 6 to 8 miles around Samaria so that I don't have to confront my issues, so that I don't have to confront my prejudice, so I don't have to confront the real issues in my life. And it would be much easier to make an 8-mile journey around my issue than to go through the area that God wants me to face. You see, I don't know what area that God is speaking in your life today, but God is saying, you've been taking the trip around that area, that I have been waiting for you to go through. I've been waiting in that area, and you won't find me when you avoid it because I'm right there helping you deal with that issue. I have to go through some area in your life so that you can receive breakthrough. And everybody's story is different. You may not have been married 5 times and on your 6th relationship, but there's some areas of our life that we have to go through in order to experience true freedom. God was telling me, you need to back up. You need to back up because we always love the end of the story. Did you see how God used that woman to be an influencer? And we say, God, I see my purpose. I know my purpose. You want me to lead culture. You want me to be an influencer in the world. You want me to proclaim your gospel. And God's saying, I do, but I want you to back up because those are the plans, but I want you to discover true worship first. And in the midst of us discovering what true worship is, he's saying, I have some lessons to teach you along the way. There's some hurts and hang-ups and things in your past that are blocking you from me bringing you from where you're at to where you need to be. And he's saying there's some areas in your life that are slowing you down, that there's some areas in your life that you've been avoiding. And so we have to take that thought captive. When it seems like more sense to take the long way around, I'm going to avoid my issues. God's saying that's a mindset issue. You got to take that thought captive and say, I'm not going around the issue anymore. I'm going through the issue. I'm not going to live a life avoiding conflict. No. I'm going to uproot the areas in my life where I need breakthrough from Jesus.
Are you ready to conquer the breakthroughs and say, yep, God has given me a breakthrough? Amen. I believe God wants you and I to do that. Thank you so much for tuning in to Rising Hour. We're going to have to come to a close. I hope you've enjoyed today's program. I hope your spiritual life is enriched as we allow God to work on some area of our lives. He did it before. He needs to do it again. Thank you for tuning in to Rising Hour. We are going to have to come to a close. Feel free to check us out on the web at 316.org. That's THREE16.org. And if you miss any of today's or earlier this week messages here on Rising Hour, you can always listen to our podcast. And you can get to podcast of Rising Hour by going to risinghigher.org, or even you can check out iTunes. Our podcasts are on iTunes. Just search for Rising Higher Radio. Join us tomorrow as we continue the sermon series, Mindset.